This is Tough Exterior, and I'm answering the lovely Belle's 13 questions. I'm a little stuffy, so if my voice sounds a little weird, that's why. I'm not sick, it's just allergies, because it's that time of year. So I'll be drinking a lot of green tea while doing this, so sorry for the odd pauses and whatnot. I'm just trying to be able to use my nose. Okay, so do I remember my dreams? And if so, do I have any reoccurring dreams? I don't remember all of my dreams, but honestly, I usually remember most of them. Unless I wake up abruptly or something. But the worst part about this is that the only reoccurring dreams I have are nightmares. I grew up with my mom being very, spiritual. Not a cool witchy spiritual, but... I had a near-death experience when I was a kid, and I believe in, ghosts and spirits and demons and things like that. And that's cool, but she only believed in, bad ones. So as a teenager and a middle schooler living in my parents' house, I guess we had, an electrical current. I don't know why it made this noise, but when I turned off my lights at night, a popping, cracking noise, would go across my ceiling, and it was very rhythmic. So it would pop in one place in a far corner. 3 seconds later, it would pop a little bit closer. Pop, 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 until it made its way across the ceiling, and then it would go back. And it kind of creeps me out. I never told anybody about it, but it kind of creeps me out. And I guess subconsciously, I was like, it's something bad, spirit or something. So I would dream that it was a spirit or it was something bad. And I would yell at it, you're not welcome here, you're not allowed to be here, leave this place. And it never would. And my parents didn't know it was there, and it was up to me to protect the family. And what is this, supernatural? And I would just cry, and I'd wake up, and my chest would be so achy. When I cry in my dreams, my chest hurts. I really don't like that. But yeah, that's my reoccurring dream. Bruce, don't be sassy. Yeah, I know you're sassy. All my senses, do I find that one is more heightened than the other? Probably. I know it's not my eyesight. Backstory on that, I'm legally blind without glasses or contacts. I can only see about 4 inches in front of my face. So it's probably my touch. I'm just very touch-oriented. I like touching things. I was that kid that you couldn't take into nice places you didn't want them to touch, because I was going to touch it, whether or not you wanted me to or not. So, yeah. I don't really know if it changes my day-to-day view of the world. I won't buy things if they have a bad texture. I'm talking shoes, scarves, anything. If it's scratchy, yeah. Oh my god. I hate fleece. Fleece is the worst, guys. Why is it so popular? Cotton is also awful. Guys, this is a thing for ladies, or guys, if you wear nail polish, we need to talk colors. But anyway, when you wear nail polish, and you don't go to the salon to get it done, you have to take your nail polish off. And you need to buy pre-moistened towelettes. I don't know what to call them, but I'm so glad they exist, because I hate touching dry cotton balls. I'm getting really uncomfortable just talking about it. I don't like cotton. I don't like fleece. I don't like those microfiber towels. Yeah, microfiber is really uncomfortable. They're fine when they're wet, but they just make me really uncomfortable. So I will wait an obscene amount of time, and my nails will look awful before I take my nail polish off. As a result, I don't wear nail polish very often, because I'll use paper towels, which, girls, as you know, is very inefficient. It's very inefficient for taking off your nail polish. So it affects me in that way. Am I hungry right now? I am hungry. I woke up, walked the dog, put the kettle on, and sat down to record this. So I want breakfast, but I really wanted to record this ASAP for some reason. I think it's because Belle is so magnificent and I must respond to her question as, but for real, Belle, you rock. So I want breakfast food, even though it's now brunch time. So maybe eggs, oatmeal. I've really been craving like a cinnamony apple oatmeal, but I don't have any apples. I just have cinnamon. So I might go buy some apples later today so I can fulfill that desire later. We're all about desire fulfillment. Do I have a favorite scent or smell? I don't know if I have a favorite scent or smell because I really like smells. It was second to touch on my senses question, but I really like people's natural smells. I know that sounds creepy, but not that fresh out of the shower smell, because that you smell like product then. But maybe like you didn't do anything, you just hung out at your house, like, and you didn't sweat a lot, like just that natural smell that people have. If you know what I'm talking about, guys, please respond so I don't feel crazy. I feel like everybody has their own natural scent. And for some people, I like their natural scent, like people who don't wear cologne. My partner doesn't wear a whole lot of cologne, and I just like the way that he smells. Although he has a lot of body hair, so I feel like that kind of traps the smell in there. So that's kind of nice. Nice for snoogles. Do I have a pet? I have my Brucey Moosey. He's a little border collie. He's very cute. Yeah, he's sleeping. He's sleeping next to me. So what would he dream about? Well, he caught a squirrel the other day and that terrified the shit out of me. Squirrel is definitely dead. It died like a day or two later. I found its little squirrel body. I felt so bad. So his dreams, especially since he's been twitching and barking in his sleep lately, are probably about getting that squirrel. So his dreams are probably like, oh, I see. I'm gonna sneak. I'm gonna get the squirrel. Mom, leave me alone. I'm gonna sneak up on it. I'm gonna get you, squirrel. Oh, I got you! I'm shaking you around. No, Mom, you let the squirrel get away. Oh, look, there's a hot dog on the ground. I'm gonna eat that now. Yeah. So my neighbors throw their food everywhere, and Bruce eats it because that's what dogs do, and I can never get to him on time. I just spilled my green tea. Not all of it, but my mug is large and it spilled. Gonna have to change. Am I a daydreamer? I don't think I'm a daydreamer. I think I just have a really boring job for the first 3 hours of the morning. And it really doesn't require a lot of like mental attention. So I kind of daydream about that during that time. I don't know, man. I usually daydream about like I'm mentally going through the audio that I want to record for that week. If I don't work a lot, I don't know. I tend not to daydream as much. I read a lot. I go on anime binges. If you want a cute little fun anime to watch, just watch The Flying Witch. Like if you've been watching too many heavy series, like that's just a little slice of life. It's not Magical Girl at all. It's just very cute. Hopefully there will be a second season. There's only one right now, but it's so adorable and I really like it. It's not during particular times, it's just when I'm at work. I did a daydream about GWA or about Bruce or about what my workout's gonna be that day or food. I'm hungry peeps, yo. Do I have favorite textiles or textures? I like cotton. Not like fresh cotton, but like that t-shirt that you've had since middle school that you refuse to get rid of, and it's like just almost see-through. It's so worn, but it's super soft. I also really like nice sweaters, not cashmere. You guys know how I feel about fleece now. But just like the giant chunky knit soft woolen sweaters. I really like those. I'm pretty much living in like a giant oversized sweater most of the time when I get home. Because it's finally starting to get cold in Texas. We had our first little cold snap. It was 45 degrees yesterday. Yeah. So, anyway. Next. How do I feel about leather? Leather kind of creeps me out. I don't know. I just think about it too hard. I'll never have leather chairs, leather seats in my car. I'll never have a leather couch. I'll never have like a real leather jacket. The only thing that I desire to be leather, oh, leather purses, like what a waste. I'm just not gonna use a purse for that long. Come on. I like leather boots. I'm not talking like, no, I am. Any kind of leather boot, like if I could wear ankle booties year round, I would, and I kind of do. So I just like leather because I know it's going to conform to my feet. I know it's going to build a lot of character. And honestly, I tend to go through shoes pretty quickly. I tend to just wear out my shoes. So if I get a nice leather boot, then I can have it resold. I can have it, you know, fixed, and it'll be worth my money. So I'm fine with spending a little bit extra on a pair of like good leather boots every once in a while if it'll, you know, last me a couple of years. In a way that just like a random shitty boot won't. Yeah. Okay, science suggests that we enjoy fatty foods for a number of reasons. Do I eat fatty foods? Yes. And if so, what's my favorite calorie monster? I love fatty foods. Fatty foods are good for your hair, skin, and nails. Those vitamins A, D, E, and K. They're good for those because those vitamins are only fat soluble. We have vitamins that will not absorb through water, so you need those fats so that your body can properly process this. You guys didn't want to know all that information. I love avocados. Avocados, eggs, cashews. I love it. I love cheese. Cheese isn't necessarily healthy fat, but I like cheese. What is my favorite calorie monster? Does it have to be fatty? If it's fatty, then probably I could just honestly chop up an avocado, season it, and just eat it out of a bowl. I've done that in the summer. Especially when I was doing keto, which made me feel really good, but was not financially feasible. I already spend enough money on meat every week. So probably just plain old delicious guac. If it's not fat heavy, then probably Southern food. I mean, just like classic Southern food where it's fried and it has gravy. But you have to be in the mood for it because that's a heavy meal. Yeah, probably like a BLT or like I make a really mean turkey mac and cheese with all my turkey leftovers from Thanksgiving. I chop the turkey all up and I do whatever noodles I want because I just go for cuteness with noodles. I don't have a preference. And I'll put like sharp cheddar and like a smoky cheese in it and usually Parmesan because Parmesan is the bomb. But yeah, and I'll melt it all together, and I'll throw in some broccoli in there. If you want to be healthy, you can use an almond cheese. Guys, don't do sharp flavors of almond cheeses. Don't do it. They taste like ass. You have to do a softer cheese, like a Parmesan or a mozzarella, and then it's healthy and it tastes good and it's got a shit ton of protein in it. I'm at an old-timey ice cream parlor. What flavor milkshake do I order? Well, in the town that I went to college at, there's a mom-and-pop ice cream shop, and it's so good. And my favorite flavor that they have is, I forgot the name. Oh, no. I think it's called Honeysuckle. No, it's not Honeysuckle. Anyway, it's called Bee's Knees. It's called Bee's Knees, and it's so good. It's coconut, and I love coconut, and it's lavender. It's coconut and lavender, guys, and it's so good, and it's so nice in the summer, and if I could order milkshakes of that, like, all the time, I would, but it's like a 30-minute drive, which honestly isn't that far, but I can't eat ice cream like that all the time. Am I sensitive to loud noises? I didn't think I was, but I'm constantly telling my partner to turn down his computer. It's just too loud. His speakers are too loud. He listens to his phone too loud. And I can't focus when things are that loud. So I guess I am kind of sensitive to loud noises. I just get irritable. Like, listen to things at a reasonable volume. Maybe it's because I always grew up with my entire family loving naps, so you always had to have the volume down so you wouldn't interrupt anyone's nap. First childhood memory I recall is being under 5, and we lived in a trailer park in Arkansas. We were still in Arkansas at that point. And you know those kiddie pools, like the $20 plastic kiddie pools you can get from like Walmart or something? I remember sitting in one of those and my mom being in it with me and us eating peaches and like splashing around in the water and her using like a silly French accent. And that's like my first good childhood memory I recall. The last beautiful thing that I saw. Ooh, that's nice. So, last beautiful thing that I saw. I haven't been able to spend any time in, like, nature. I haven't been able to go on any, like, good walks or to any parks or anything lately. So, I'll describe, like, the last thing that just, like, made my heart feel good. We were just talking about, like, family and Christmas and how we don't like this season because of all the expectations for that. If you don't have, like, family that you're particularly close to or family that you want to hang out with. And me and my partner, we were sitting on the couch talking about this and we were just kind of, like, snuggling and talking. It was the end of the night and we were tired. And, Then Bruce jumped up on the couch. We have a very small couch. So we're all kind of just like squeezed up next to each other. And the dog just looked so happy. Like his little doggy face was just so excited to be on the couch with us and snuggling. And I don't know. I just felt like that was my family and that was really nice. And that was all I needed. And I had like my two favorite things. People. Moose is a people. He knows it. next to me. And I thought that was beautiful. And it made my heart feel just really, really nice. Yeah. So that's probably the last beautiful thing that I saw. So, there's my little family. Yeah, so we got a little sappy there at the end, guys. But thank you for taking the time to listen. Sorry it lasted as long as it did, but these questions were really fantastic and they needed a little bit more time to properly answer. Thank you, Belle, for posting these questions. Continue to post questionnaires. Do you prefer for people to respond in an audio or do you prefer to have them write out their answers? It's up to you. But if you specify which one specifically for your questionnaires, then I'll default to that one if that's what you prefer. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a good rest of your days. Bye!